Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gemara, and we're holding now in the middle of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and our Mishnah is to when the time of Sof Achilat Chametz is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have only the fourth hour, and according to Rabbi Meir, you have even the fifth hour. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, it depends. If you're talking about Chulin, you have to the fourth hour, and if you have talking about Shurma, we have to be Machid to make sure that you finish your truma and you don't damage your truma necessarily. So there you have to the end of the fifth hour. Omer of Nachman Amarav, and today we're starting at the end of the second line on your Gimel on Aleph. Omer of Nachman Amarav, halacha k'Rav Yehuda. The halacha is indeed like Rav Yehuda, which is the nice of the way that we are knowing, that we only have until the end of the fourth hour for Achilas Chametz. Or Malay Rav or Rav Nachman, the name of Mar Halachik Rabbi Meir, the Satan Matanaka Vatei. Wouldn't it have made more sense, says Rav to Rav Nachman, instead of paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you should paskin like Rabbi Meir? Because after all, the Stam Mishnah in this case follows the sheet of Rabbi Meir. It's not. Kol Sha'ar Shemutar Le'echol Ma'achil. Does it not say the Firush that as long as you are allowed to eat, then you can feed it to others? You can give it to Behema, Chayev, Oaf, and so on. Which is certainly not true, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to the Mashmaut of here is that if it were not kosher for you to eat, then you wouldn't be able to feed it to your Chayev, Behema. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that isn't so. Because at the end of the fourth hour, it becomes a Surba Achila, but it's still Mutar Banah until the end of the fifth hour. So this can't possibly be going. I leave to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you should have passed to my Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, no, that is not a stoma like Rabbi Meir. On the contrary, who loves stoma? Mishum dekasha mutar. Why does it say the words kol sha'a shemutar le'echol? It simply say kol sha'a she'ochel ma'achil. As long as you're eating, you can be ma'achil to be'em echayavo. If it's saying mutar, the mashma'ut is, as long as there is a heter achila to someone, let's say to a kohen, so then anyone is allowed to be ma'achil, which would be the equivalent of Rav Gamliel's shita, that during the fifth hour it's mutter for a kohen to eat, because we don't want to be ma'abe truma, and during that time everybody can be ma'achil, but according to Rav Yehuda it makes no sense. What's this mutter level? That's for sure. When Rabbi Meir makes that sense, you just say, Kozman Shalom. So it can't be going either like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yehuda. The Meir must be like Rabbi Gamliel. So then, okay. Nehemiah Halach, Rabbi Gamliel, indeed, say that the Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel because Rabbi Gamliel is a Machriya. Tosef says, what do you mean because Rabbi Gamliel is a Machriya? Why don't you just say because we just said the Mishnah? We just said, mutter only works out, everybody Rabbi Gamliel. And the Torah says, okay, I mean, that's a question, whether we have a right to be so medactic in the Lashon of mutter, to say that it's mamish, the halakhic Rabbi Gamliel, but it's certainly, you can't call it stoma to Rabbi Meir, that's for sure. But now let's take a look at the Mishnah. We have three opinions. According to Rabbi Meir, it's mutter only at the, up till the end of the same time. Hanoah and Achila is exactly the same. It's mutter up till the end of the fifth hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's two separate times. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it depends. If you're talking about Chulin, then it's Rabbi Yehuda. If you're talking about Truma, then it's Rabbi Meir. And you continue to eat until the end of the time. So that is called a Machriya. Machriya means somebody who now is in the middle, balances the two shitot. He's balancing the two shitot. When it comes to chulin, we go like Rabbi Yehuda, we're machmer nati. When it comes to truma, we go lekula like Rabbi Meir. We're matadid until the end of the fifth. So normally the klal is that we paskin kedata machriya. Why don't we say therefore that halacha is Rabbi Gamliel? Amalei Rabbi Gamliel love Machriyahu. Why are you calling Rabbi Gamliel a Machriya? Rabbi Gamliel happens to come out in the middle of the Shitot of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, but he's certainly not called a Machriya. A Machriya is where someone is taking into consideration the other opinions And based on those opinions, he comes out with a solution that partially satisfies the issues of both. In one element, he holds to one, and one element, he holds to the other. But over here, neither Rabbi Meir nor Rabbi Yehuda has raised the issue of Truma or of Kulin. That's a complete a non-issue, according to them. It's simply a question of when the Gezeirah of the Zman HaKadosh Chometz was. The fact that Rabbi Gamliel wants to now insist that there's a new issue is not a Makriya. Had Rabbi Meir said, Bein B'Kulin, Bein B'Truma, Atzov Chometz. Fine. And Rabbi Yehuda would have said, Bein B'Kulin, Bein B'Truma, Atzov Arba. Then comes Rabbi Gamliel, who would have said, B'Kulin would be like Rabbi Yehuda, and B'Truma would be like Rabbi Meir. That's a Das Makriya. But since Chulin and Truma was irrelevant to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, so he's not called the Das Machriya. This is how Rashi learns, we'll see Tosfos learns at the end of the parak, but when we get into the whole sugya of what a Machriya is. V'boi zema, Rav Yonake Haitanu, or you know what, it could be that there's another mocker for Rav's Psak, it was quoted by Rav Nachman. Rav's Psak, over here, Minastam, Karebi Meir, which is Karebi Yehuda, which is because of this, the Haitanu. So suppose you have, as we had last year, Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos. And what do? We burn everything before Shabbos, and even trumot that are tmeot, tluyot, and even trumot tohorot. I assume you're not allowed to burn trumot tohorot, but you're only not allowed to burn trumot tohorot when there's a way in which it could be consumed properly. But if it's clear that it's going to become usur, then it's impossible anyway to be shomer it that nothing wrong should happen to it. And in this case, since it's going to be halach le'ibud anyway, we're going to have to flush down the toilet tomorrow. So memela, we might as well be mekayim the mitzvah before Shabbos. U'mishayarin min ha'tahorot, we leave over enough truma tahora, mazon shtei su'udot, that you will have enough to eat for your Friday night suda. And for your Shabbos day Suda, you're certainly not going to have enough time to eat a third Suda for Chametz. And therefore, you have enough, and here are the key words, G'day le'chol ad arba sha'ot. Divir Rebbe Lozer ben Yehuda, Ishbartu tashamar mishum Rebbe Yoshua. Now just as an aside, Rebbe Lozer ben Yehuda was saying, until four sha'ot. Omrulo, come along, that's like Rebbe Yehuda, correct? Amrullah, come along to Chachomim and they say, why should you burn Truma Tahara? Don't burn Truma Tahara. Tahara, Yisrafu. How do you know you won't get guests tomorrow? Maybe you'll have enough additional kohanim, will be able to eat now your Truma. So, Lo Yisrafu, Shema Yimtzu Lehem Ochlim, Omar Lehem. So he answered them, well, what is that supposed to mean? Kvar Bikshu V'lo Matzu. I mean, obviously, I'm trying to set up my meals in such a way that I'll have people to eat the maximum. I haven't been able to find anybody. Where people are hiding. People aren't hiding. Omer Lo, maybe they are hiding. Shema Chutz L'chom Ha'lanu. Maybe there's people who didn't come in yet for Shabbos. They'll just make it in time, and you'll get unexpected guests. And therefore, they'll be able to eat the Truma. Why should you burn Truma if there's still a chance? Amar Lahem, he says, so, I mean, you want to talk about chances? I'll tell you, there's a good chance that the Truma Tuluya, which after all, I don't know if it's Tamei or Tahar. I have enough people to eat it, but I can't eat it because it's a Suffolk. Ah, but how do you know that Elio and Avi won't show up a minute before here and tell me that, no, it's okay to eat this Truma, then I'll be able, why should I burn it? I should wait to make sure Elio and Avi doesn't show up, and only at the very last minute I should flush it down the toilet. That's what you're dining. So Shema Yavoy Eliyovi Yitarin. Omru Lo, you don't have to worry about Eliyo Hanavi showing up on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach. He doesn't show up because people are too busy for Eliyo Hanavi. Kvam Muftach Lehem LeYisrael Shein Eliyo Ba Lo Barve Shabbatot Lo Barve Yomim Tovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already reassured Klal Yisrael, don't worry. You won't have your Shabbos interruptions or your Yontif preparations interrupted by some guy coming on a white horse and on a white chamor. Don't worry about that. There's no time for that today. People are busy with Shabbos, but they have time to be makabel punim for every one of it. So therefore, that's not a chashash. But a guest, you know, a guest might show up at the last word. Omer lo zozo nishama shekavu alacha k'rav lozo ben yehuda yishbartu. Teshamim shum Rabbi Yehoshua. At that point, they were aimed, laminion, and they were kaveh, that's the halacha. Now, part of the things that he had said were two issues over here. First of all, should we burn truma tahira? Should we maybe wait for an unexpected guest? And furthermore, there was the other issue that he had mentioned, just as an aside, ad arba sha'ot, and that's what he said, to the end of arba, which was like Rabbi Yehuda. And here it says, they were passing halacha like him. I assume when they passing halacha like him, it means across the board, even agabi this issue of arba sha'ot. So my lava feel lechol, even in terms of the time of achila, lo zazu misham, and they passing, and that's the, maybe that's why Rav Nachman was quoting Rabbi saying halacha Rabbi Yehuda, because after all, that's Rabbi Yehuda shita, ad arba sha'ot. Omrif papa mishmei de rava, no. Who's to say that wasn't the main point of it? That was an aside. The main issue was, do we burn Truma Torah before Shabbos or not? In that, they pasken halacha k'maaseh. That doesn't mean that they addressed that, whatever. Everybody held. You those who held like Rabbi Yehuda had until 4 hours. Those who held like Rabbi Meir had until 5 hours. Whatever. But they certainly weren't coming to pasken halacha about that. And the truth is that Rabbi also holds the way the Rav Nachman just passed it. The owner of him, Baravada, Maaseh Adam Echad, Shif Ki Diski Amalayach Chametz, Etzu Yochanan Chakuka. There was once a story in which a person had given over his briefcase, and that briefcase turned out to be full of chametz. As it turned out, that the rats got to it, and they had gnawed a hole through it. Nokvu Achbarim, you remember Yochanan Chakuka, either from the city of Chakuk, where they just called him the Kuk. Or he was a sofer, different Lashonas in Rashi and in Tosfos we had earlier. But in any event, the some mice had gnawed through it. And it was chometz poking out of there. It's Erev Pesach over here. People are getting a little nervous. So they come to Rebbe to ask, what do we do? So Shari Shonai said, wait a minute. Well, what's your rush? Maybe the guy will show up now, he'll be hungry. What are you going to do? You're going to burn his chametz? Leave it. Okay, they left it. No, next hour they come, man, he's still not here. Can we burn it? No. Hamtein. You got to wait. Shlishit. No, he's not showing up. What are we going to do about the chametz? Wait. Hamtein. Fourth hour. Hamtein. Comes the fifth hour. He says, okay, go sell it. I assume that if he said go sell it, instead of saying go eat it, so then he meant, sell it to Goyim. It's too late already for you to eat. So now you still have another hour in which Mutar Ba, no, go sell it to the Nachrib, the way everybody else is selling their chametz. That way you save this poor guy. He's going to lose all his money. Whatever you get for it at this point is Kulay Revach.
The mice had eaten
something? No, they had gnawed a hole. Oh, you've put everything off?
No, it's on time. He's already a bit dull. It'll be 8:30.
Uh-huh. Fine.
We shall see.
So now, I assume, because he didn't say to eat it, that we're talking about selling it to Goyim, like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we have a stammer, but we paskin indeed like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather Rabbi as well, apparently paskin the way Rabbi Nachman Amarav paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, how do you know that's what it means? Maybe he means to sell it to Jews. Like Rabbi Meir. How do we know Rabbi's saying like Rabbi Yehuda? I understand. What do you mean to sell it to Jews? So then he should have told them, so just eat it yourselves, and you'll pay him whatever it's worth. Why do you have to run out now and find somebody to sell it to? Nishkele l'nafshe. No, Mishum Chshada. Somebody who is watching over something for someone else never is allowed to go buy it himself. Because people will say, it must have given itself quite a good deal there. So are we saying it? That's true. The Tanei Gaboi Tzedakah She'en L'man Yim L'chalek. So people were collected tzedakah. So now they have they have money now, which they want to now turn into they want it with normally your parade, so you take the small money put into large money. They shouldn't do that with their money. No substituting your money to tzedakah. You go over, you let acherim do it, not part of la'atzma. People are b'chayshit, you're making deals, and let's say if you got by tamchui, like they do for Yad Eliezer, you get the food. You have the food, so what are you going to do with the food? There was nobody in the soup kitchen to eat the soup today. So what do? You have to sell it. Don't sell it to yourselves. Why is it? You do things, you have to be careful. The Jews aren't going to claim that you're giving yourself a special deal, as is their wont. So maybe Lamaisa, it was talking about selling it to Jews, and Rebbe wasn't holding like Rebbe Yehuda. Does anyone Rebbe name? Amalei Ravada bar Masa Reb Yosef. Ravada bar Masa reminded Reb Yosef. Remember that Reb Yosef had become ill and had forgotten his learning. This was Reb Yosef's whole argument. Maybe, how do you know? He says, I can only tell you one thing. Before you got sick, you told us that this Maisa was Tseyu Mocher L'Nocher. Reb Yehuda, you yourself taught us that. And what do you make a big fuss about it now? So, I mean, that's the way you remember Kabbalah. Omer Reb Yosef Kaman, Ozo HaShemaitza, the Rebbe, Kurb Shema Mingamaliyah. Who is the basis of Rebbe's Shita over here that you should sell it instead of, you take an aggressive stance, take the other guy's food and sell it in order to save him some money? That seems to be the Shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's not a mafkid peirot etzachavirot. Somebody who gives you peirot to take care of goes overseas and doesn't come back. What do? You see the peirot gradually losing their value. They're withering. Afilin avudim lo yigaben. Even if they're becoming now gradually worthless, it's not yours to do anything about. Reb Shimon Gamliel on their mochron the Beit Din. What you should do is you go to the Beis Din, have a representative of the court, see to it that it's properly evaluated, so no one will say that you're playing hanky-panky over here. And that way you're Mekayim HaShavat Avidah. Whatever, you're going to sit there for the guy to lose his entire thing. Help him get whatever it's worth. Save him $100 or whatever it is. Amalei Abaye, why do you say, Rabbi Yosef, that this only works out like Reb Shimon Gamliel? When do we have a machlokas between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim about whether you should try to save the other guy's thing? That's only loshanu elabichdei chesronan. That's only when they're losing an amount of value that is basically the standard devaluation in your insurance policy. So when the guy gave it to you to hold, he's taking that into consideration. So that is it. So don't touch it. Even though he would have come back, you would think he didn't come back, but it's not your business. Once they've started now to depreciate more rapidly than your depreciation schedule allows, I'll be the IRS or whatever. So then over there, Mokran the Beit Din, there everybody is motivated that you should try to save the guy whatever you can. Definitely in this case, and it's not going to be worth a dime. What's the Shiloh over here? What, do you think the Chachamim would argue in Shem Gamliel where the guy is going to lose everything? What possible benefit could be had by leaving it for him? So therefore, for sure, in this case, it's true according to everybody. Yeah, I mean, HaShavat HaVidah doesn't need to come on to that. It's straight out HaShavat HaVidah.
So therefore, even he can buy them, or still
not? No, the Beit Din. V'yodam Rebbe Yehuda, shtei chalot. Okay, now, I mentioned to you that there were two girsot in the Mishnah. Some of the girsot in the Mishnah take into consideration the end of the sugya that we're about to learn. Some leave it so that we discover it ourselves, as our Mishnah does. So, Al-Gav Yitzteba. Al-Gav Yitzteba seems to mean on the seat of the Yitzteba, on the stadium seats that were surrounding the Harabait. So, Tana, Tony Tana, Kamele Rebbe Yehuda, Al-Gav Yitzteba, the way our Mishnah has it. What do you mean, Al-Gava Itztaba? Who's going to see it if it's on a seat? It's ridiculous. The whole point over here is you're trying to make a simon for everybody. Read that properly. Tani, Al-Gava Itztaba. Omer Rechavam Rebbe Yehuda Har Habayit was Stau Kaful Haya. Tanya Namiyachi Har Habayit Stau Kaful Haya. And Rebbe Yehuda says it was called Istavnit Haitanikret, which is double Stau. It was stadium seating, and it had a roof over it, so they put it on the roof, not on the seats, to expose it to everybody in the city. And they had Roman is Stella. Yeah, I mean, doesn't mean we pronounce it Stella because they pronounce it Stella. So Psulot, Amai Psulot, Omri B'chanina, Mitov Shayum Rubot, Psulot Belina. What is this supposed to mean? Chalot psulot. We have a simon to put chalot psulot. Well, you have a guarantee to have chalot psulot. You certainly can't take kosher challahs, be mafsid them, put them up there in the sun? I mean, that's crazy. Well, how do you know you're going to get challot psulot? Said Rabbi Chanina, because you always have challot psulot erev Pesach, because too many people are bringing their korban todah on the 13th. The Tanya ain beviim todah bechag hamatzot, obviously. Since the 10 of the 40 chalot of chametz, how can you bring a korban todah? Pshita, what's the finish in that? No, says Rabbi Bar Abba, it doesn't mean bechag hamatzot during Pesach, which is why, of course, we don't say mizmor l'todah, right? We don't, even Arabic, we don't say mizmor l'todah. So we're talking about the Yadalid Askina. We're talking about on the 14th. Why can't I finish up my lechem chametz early in the morning? Because kasavar ein mevim kodashim lebeit apsul. If I bring a korban todah on the 14th, instead of allowing the full amount of time that I normally would have had to eat that challah, which is all day, to prevent it from becoming noser, the truth is I have the next night too, I'm not allowed to limit, to bring a korban in a way that limits its zman achila, which makes it more likely that it will become nifsa than ota. So therefore, everybody shows up on the 13th. You've got about 10,000 times the number of korban todas that you normally have. No matter how much those kohanim eat, they can't finish up all of those challahs. So kuli hala b'shloshasar ma'itelu, mitok shein merubot, nifsalot belina, so they can't finish them up. And therefore they become posel. Mushum rabiyana yomru, kshirotayu. Nah, they weren't psulot. It says psulot. And psulot doesn't mean completely psulot. Psulot means that they didn't shecht the carbon. And when rabiyana says kshir, it doesn't mean they have to be kshir. He's saying when we say psulot, you should know that there's three stages. There's kshirot mamash. There's psulot mamash. You're saying psulot mamash. But that means they've already become nifsa belina. I'm telling you that there's a possibility that even if you don't hold of this whole business, kachu lebet psul and so on, it's possible to say that you had chalos that were actually kcheros, but they weren't edible. Why was that? You call them psulot because lamais, there's nothing you can do about them. Shalonishkat alayam azevach. The challah only becomes now kodesh after the shechita of the Torah. And over here, they didn't check the Torah, so therefore, even though they're not kosher, literally, you can't eat them, but they're not possible either.
Why didn't they check
the Torah? V'nishcha, so go ahead and check. What are we waiting for over here? No, she'avad ha-zevach. We lost it. So bring another one. Naiti zevach ha-cha v'nishcha. It's talking about a case where where you don't have the option now of shechting another one because you already no. If it happened, it could be kshirot. He's saying it doesn't have to be psulot. You don't have to say it's going to require gemar the yomer emevin kachul bet apsul. So if a person was mishayech a particular challah to a particular todah, there's no way to substitute a korban todah for the challah. Kidder Rabba, Yomer Rabba, Avad HaLechem, if a korban todah loses its lechem, you can bring other lechem. But Avda todah, Ein Mevi todah Acheret, if you lost the animal, you can't bring another animal to link it up to challah. My timer, Lechem Glal todah, it's Hikriv al Zevach HaTodah Chalot, not Hikriv al HaChalot Zevach todah. So therefore, there's no way to substitute for it. But Ein todah Glal Lechem. I see you're saving it for kinu. What are you leaving it up there? Why aren't you poda it? Since Lamaisa doesn't have kedushas aguf until the shechita of the zevach, so then be poda it and then take it out l'chulin. So that why would we leave it up there? That's crazy. It's talking about that I did the shechita, but nishpach adam, the dam I'm not able to bring. So now we're left basically in a nether world. Kedushas aguf it got. The moment I did the shechita, heter achila it'll never get because I can't do the zrika. So therefore, I can't be paid because it has kedushas aguf. I'm not going to be able to eat it because it wasn't korav alav amatir. So I'm stuck with it anyway. I can't burn it until it's nifsal mamish belina, which is called to ubar tsuratan, because the psul wasn't in it. The psul was in the matir, not in the thing itself. So therefore, I have to leave it around. So you have to leave it around, put it on top already, and use it as your siman. Going according to Rebbe, Yomar Rebbe, If you have Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim, you have two separate acts which are the Matir. In this case, you have the Shechita of the Torah and the Zrikat Hadam. Ma'alim Zebelozeh, each one of them brings the Kedusha up one notch. So in other words, originally you have only Kedushas Peh, not Kedushas Agruth, it won't be Nifsal, Belina, and you could still be Perved. You bring the first Matir, now it becomes Kodesh Kedushas Agruth. You can't eat it because you weren't Makar of the second Matir, but now it's Kodesh Kedushas Agruth, and you can't be Perved. But you can't burn it because it wasn't Nifsal in itself. So we would have to be Nifsal Belina if you lost the Dan. Okay, that's who it's going according to, that a Matir works in stages. So the Shechita works without the Zrika. The Tanya, Kipse Atzeret. Let's say we have the same situation by the Shtei Alechem, by Yishvuas. So the Alechem becomes Kodesh with the Shechita of the two Kvasim that are brought with it. So Kipse Atzeret, Ein Mekachim Et Alechem Ela B'Shechita. Ketza, Shachtan Lishman, V'Zarak Daman Lishman, Kiddush Alechem. You do it right, the Alechem becomes Kodesh. Shachtan Shalol Lishman, V'Zarak Daman Shalol Lishman, Lo Kiddush Alechem at all. Shachtan Lishman Vizarak Damam Shalom Lishman. Their Lechem Kadosh to become Posel, but Eino Kadosh to be able to have a Heter Achila, Divrei Rebbe. And that's who we're going according to. Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Lo'olam Eino Kadosh HaLechem, Achi Yishkot Lishman, Vizrok Damam Lishman, and therefore can't be going according to him, because according to him, one step alone would not be bringing Kedusha to it at all. So he's going, no, that's not true. I feel the same Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. He would agree, Ach, when I ask you, and go, Shnit Kabel Adam Bekos, Vinishbach. Here it's talking about before I did the Zerika, I already did the Kabbalah. Before I had a chance to do the Zerika, it spilled. And Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon would hold like Rebbe Shimon, his father, Shita, who holds Kalom, made the Zorok, his Zorok, Domi. So it has a din of Zorok, not Mamish to be Matir, but has a din of Zorok to bring it Kedusha Sakuf. Okay, I guess we better zip it up. Woo! We got a bridge coming up here. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Alok, Rabbi Yudah, Om Alay Rav Alam Nachman, Nehmer Mar Alok, Rabbi Meir, the Satan Lamatana Kavate, the Tzan Kosh, Ashimutar Lechom Ma'achil, Ahil Avstama, Mishim Dekashim Mutter, it should have just said, Ochel Ma'achil. Okay, so the name of Mar Alok, Rabbi Yamliyo, because he's a Makriya. Om Alay Rabbi Yamliyo, Lav Makriya, Utam Nanav Sheka Omar. Neither of them talked about Chulin and Truma. V'boitema rav v'yomar ki haitana d'tanya. Arba'a sashachal liyot v'shabbat mevarin atakol minifnei ha-shabbat v'sorfin trumot tmeyot tumeyot utahorot u'mishayrin aminator bazon shtei su'udot. And here's the rub, gentlemen. Kedei lechol ad arba'a sha'ot, which is pure Rabbi Yehuda, man. Divrei Rebbe Elazar ben Yehuda yishpar tuta shamar mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Amru lo tahorot o yisufu shemim yimtzu lehem ochlim. Amar lehem kvar bikshu v'lo matzpun. No, you don't have to worry about. Yes, you always have to worry about. I assume that that includes afilu leachol, meaning arba shaod. No. You just the head to the